We left off yesterday with a sugya by Marion Mar. They had a pair of oxen, and the Gemara implied that the Iker did is no need for one partner to remove his ox when he is an Avelis, that it's going to cause the other one grief. Only other Mechashim Shine, the Rosh and Simon Hay, the Perek Bey, quotes the Gemara, says as follows. Rav Alphas Yelohevi HaChuvudah Vehevi Girsas Yerushalmi. The Rif left out this Gemara and quoted a Yerushalmi and said, Shnei Achim, Shnei Shutim, Shnei Tabachim, Shnei Chedmonim, Shehiru Lecha Nehan Divrei Dovar, Avelis. Harael Noalim Chanuson. And it sounds like it's an Iker Adin. Wait a minute, he quoted a Yerushalmi, which is against the Bavli. We have a famous klal, Bavli v'Yerushalmi halacha k'Bavli. What's going on over here? The Chorinira del Polaga Gemara d'Idan, the Ligiris Yerushalmi up also, the Pasuk of the Gar Mekim halacha shnei b'tela. Harayvah d'alik shnei b'nei Yerushalmi ha-Gemara d'Idan v'tirit, the Vad I know in Chalusan, v'yein ha-shutaf v'satuk v'yetek ha-shutfus v'farhetsya. I will be beso mis'asek v'yetek ha-shutfus. Tapapi shecholkem b'tzchar, kemo chamor, v'gamo v'svino shemuchgorem v'yarachir. Hilka, lo havle l'mitzke l'gamle, u'matka v'mchoshev shayni, v'itzle kola, rabbi behem the shaploni osa malachom yimeyevlo, amlik v'esya, afapi shevibet ha-shutaf tamir l'zilis chanus. So the rabbi has a gewaldig tzash, tickle terror over here. The rabbi says, it's not, there's no machlekes v'avi nishami whatsoever. Either Bavli is not the Mikir Adin, and Yerushalmi asks Mikir Adin, he has to push it. In the case of the Yerushalmi, they're both sitting in the store. It's obvious that it's a store belonging to two partners, A and B. So if A is an oval, sits home, and B opens the store has big sign, A and B. Big sign, A and B hardware. I don't know whatever it is. So it's obvious, A and B. So if A is an Avelis, and B is sitting there, it's a Faresia, that's where I thought. But there's no sign, A and B ox. Ox A and Ox B, they're not, you know, big signs, you know. But if A is another Mechashuv, ooh, A is Ox. Wow. Oh, wow. You know, this is, even though it's only an Ox, but everyone knows it's Ox belongs to the other Mechashuv A, so therefore it's a beautiful shot. That is a Chum of other Mechashuv, that a Mechashuv takes Chum of himself. You wait, Rabbeinu Tam's man, if it's Rabbeinu Tam's children, other Mechashuv. Nothing to do with that. He's an Adam Chashev, he's well known, never knows what his axe looks like, and therefore it's a fire. Beautiful, beautiful Torah. Mwah! She just arrived. Gewaldig. Gewaldig. Oh. Now he passed in the halacha. So the Beis Yosef is passing like the Riff and the Rambam. Okay. And the Riff and the Rambam seem to say that it was. The Pashas leave it taken on their own. Sounds like it's also Mikar Adin. The Dr. Moshe test says we must follow the Rush and the Ravid, who have this compromise. And not only that, but the Shulchan Aruch Paskins that way as well. And in the Bedek HaBayis, he goes as far as the Beis Yosef, even the Riff held that way. The Riff didn't say anything, but to answer the Kasha against the Riff, give the Ravid there. Oh. Now let's take a look and see that all these Terutzim are very geschmack. They're not the only Terutzim possible. The Pizkei Tshuva has a different Teretz quoted over here in Simon Shin Pei, the Kotten Hay, a different Teretz quote from the Mishkan of Yaakov. Quoted a different Teretz, Riff comes out differently. He actually passes differently. I answer with Mishkan of Yaakov, the Niri Yosaka Riff Rambam, the Lo Mechalki, the Asi Shutzin B'Cholgav. They don't make a distinction between Dina and Farhesia. Came out from Yerushalmi. No distinction. Algamar August Yerushalmi. Look what he says. Amazing. No. Lo Pligi. The Hani Che Uvda Lo Domi Cloud. There's no connection. Tap Uvda the Marion. Hoyolachol Echad Mem Shor Echad. Shein Roy Lachlish Levada. Each one had a shore, but neither shore had enough, quote, horsepower, shore power. You buy a car, how much horsepower it has. There wasn't enough shore power for one of them to schlep the hoe. But also shutvus lachvash kolechot sadeu mishnayat. Not that they were partners. Kalila. They weren't partners at all. They're two different fields. One's planting tomatoes, one's planting potatoes. Two different fields. No connection. Oh, but what they do? They own the tractor in common. The tractor is called two horses. Two oxen. So now, they don't have no common business. No A and B farm. No. A farm and B farm. Unrelated to each other. Potatoes and tomatoes. No connection. But they pool their resources. So each one has to buy two oxen. That's silly. They'll each buy an oxen and then between the two. So that's the case of Al Gemara. Ukshiro Eva Paskina Lagamla, Fanas Mashut Palasas and Lachta, and Mashubin Muskalova Kule. But that's not making it in, all of them Chasha Shiny. The Ain Cloud, Mashut and Mechanos, A and B Hardware, Shem Shut and Melacha, Umalecha Shnein E, Vida Shlichus of Kavit, that's also in Gansim. Uzi Zeya Shachma, Mashut and Mechanos, Afetina. Finished. Ubachuvda, the Gamma, the Tourist, had out of Fayasim. Genius, the Mishkan of Yah. They got to be Gavalda Gater. Because it is Terrence. It's partners. They're partners in an enterprise. Forget it. Forget it. That's his verse. Beautiful shot. I saw the Biru Halach on the Divrei Sof. He calls the Marshal. Also a new interpretation. So like this. Oh. Nirion and Mar, they were the ones who were working with these oxen. To the contrary. Look at the Gemara for a moment. Just take a look. Yudalas and Vein towards the bottom. Look at the Gemara's kasha. You see, it's nothing to do with that. The Gemara says, "Tvotanya mayu muskarim al muskarim et lachem reiliyasu." Whoa! So it's not kasha. You see, so what are we talking about? Not that they were working with the oxen. No, the oxen being hired not by Meryem, not by Mar. Being hired by Mr. X. So Mr. X is hiring two oxen, one which belongs to Marion, one which belongs to Tamar. That's where it's Mutter Migger it in, as opposed to a case where they actually work themselves together. It's a long line to the Mishkan of Yaakov. The Mishkan of Yaakov said over here, it's on Mutter Migger it in. Why? Because then there's not even a common enterprise. It just works for tomatoes and potatoes, two different fields. He's saying in effect the same thing. Not potatoes, not tomatoes, oranges. Somebody else has. So it's the same idea in different words, yes.
What is your lashon in the Gemara of where it says, Marion Brazo, Marbrazo, Achav, Hamad, Lulu, Pal, Gamad, and Puranahadi?
That's what it means. They had for hire a Semed Boker. They had a pair of oxen for hire. Big sign. Hire a pair of oxen for hire. Contact us, A or Mr. B. Belongs to both, and they were hiring out. My son, Lachoyom, today also. Two guys, they want to make a business, they own private planes. You want to fly from Lake Como to New York, go hire the private plane, and then go. Who owns the private plane? A and B. They're not. It's just for hire. He suggests that wouldn't be an actual work together. In any event, this is according to this, the riff is machma even but cynical to this tube shot in. The Mishkan of Yaakov takes it seriously, so he actually paskins that way. According to the Marashal, Kuba the riff falls that way, but we can still pass in the cooler like the rush. Halacha make of the oval, but Sina is mutter. What happens if one partner is meichel the profits to the other partner? The problem. Pasha Zitasa. It'll be mutter. Why didn't Marin and Mar do it this way? So the Divrei Sof suggests a dechiyah. There's an issue of Shvisas Behemta. Here I am, I got a shot. The problem is Shvisas Behemta. You all know the story of the behavior, you know, and he went to work and he wouldn't work, you know. You never heard that story as a child? Shvisas Behemta, your behavior is not supposed to work on Shabbat. So that's the problem over here. It's nothing to do with what you're doing. And some suggest Avela should be the same as Shabbat in this regard. This is a different story from speaks about it. Others say it's a question of the Farhesia. Farhesia, you know, not everybody knows the Michael the prophet. He quotes it in Prague. They had a custom, they would send two witnesses. I don't want the prophet. You know, here's the Yiddish Yentis. With two witnesses, the whole world knew about it. The Adam has its little color in our eyes in a different context. So they spread the word. One thing that's important to note, I have to deal with the case now, is a partnership, what we call a silent partner, you know, which is an investment partner and an active partner. So it's also said in that kind of a case, if the silent partner is an avelus, He owns half the business. He doesn't know anything. There's one active partner. He can keep the store open. He's only like, he's just behind the scenes getting money. He's not doing anything. So that would be considered the active partner could stay open. And as a matter of fact, the Rishon compares it to an Oris who's working in the Ovil field. That's just Yudala. Right? Well, again, we say that it's okay because the owner is in effect a silent partner. What's his investment? Not carrying in cash, getting a field. And the artist is working. Same thing if it's an guy who owns a food business. And he's in the silent partner. He's in an active partner. So the active partner, which is the one who counts. Oh, now it's interesting because of the Pitzkei Tshuva, just causing dollars. Look at this one. Just causing dollars. Look at this. Interesting. Fascinating. What was the custom they had? Some say the quote in the Tshuva. Onein mocher chanuto bi b'skoros lechon im yudov. Nebuch, the guy, Nebuch just lost a relative. Nebuch, Rachmanis, and Aninus. Oh, terrible. Hopefully he wakes up, gewalt. Now I lose my parents, I lose my fortune, I lose my shirt. So we have to be closed to business for a week. What does he do? Before there is the Levaya, he quickly runs to sell the business to somebody else. You know about selling business. People sell business on Shabbos, and they sell business on Pesach. There's another trick. You sell the business so that during the Avelis period, it shouldn't belong to you. It belongs to somebody else. It belongs to somebody else. So then it's okay. It belongs to somebody else. This is a minig which the Chasam Sofer himself calls that existed in certain towns. Is it good or is it no good? So the Chasam Sofer responds as follows. Some would sell Nebuch, can you imagine? When the relative is a gozer. Nebuch, the relative is about to die. So it's time to kill him and then give him stock or whatever he's doing. He'll be selling off his business so that it could be in anticipation to be open for the next week. That would be better. But if that fails for whatever reason, it's better, he says, to sell it during Aninus than to make shtiklach during Avelus. Because during Avelus, they make all kinds of kunst and tricks. They sell, they forgive the prophets, they do this. That's shvachamaisis. Better to sell it during Aninus when it caused many possible ways. Remember that. We discussed at the very beginning of this month that the big machlokas I was shown him, he was suri avelus apart to Aninus. Here's the issue of selling. Sorry, selling a business. Sorry, we don't disaster. But they're showing Aninus. Many were shown in past from the Rambam, for example, that there's no Isurim of Avelus and the Rosh, also for example, the Bazaar. Many Gazoli were shown to say Isurim of Avelus but not part during Aninus. You know, we're trying to be machmir. Better to be making Aninus rather than make shtiklup during the Avelus prop. Incidentally, very important, Emek Zorah and Zivir Sofer, Shinyin Al says, you know what? The best thing to do is not to sell the whole business. That is a snack to a fart. Sell the whole business. Sell the whole store. You're not selling the store. You want to be up there next week. Sell the inventory and rent the store. Let's state. It's very reminiscent of somebody else we sell. What do we sell? Chavit. I'll sell the house. I refuse. I don't sell anybody's house. It's a joke. Sells his house. Sends him back to him. I say, hey, give me a house. I'm taking a move, kicking out of the house. No one's selling the house for real. Better do is to sell the inventory, the chavit, and rent out the house. So that's a similar idea sounds over here. Indeed, Allah. Then I found another thing in Shin Yud Bey's name is of it. Quotes that it's the Munkacha, the Minchas Aluza. The Minchas Aluza says that in these kinds of shilas, we cannot be makel like a, we cannot apply lachti or makel bavel. You know why? Because Aninus Lachud, Vavelus Lachud. Quotes that affect the Rosh. I think this is ridiculous, in my humble opinion. Why? If we're talking about the term of Aninus, you don't make a bracha. You know, boss of the yayin, which are unique to Aninus, and you want to say you don't apply the rules of Allah to make a bubble, I can accept that. Fine. I think it's a fact that may very likely be true. It's a different concept. But over here, what are we talking about? The issue of selling your business during Aninus. That's an availistic issue, which is transported over to Aninus. The only way you can possibly ask is the Taurus Availus, who still up to make of the Avel. What's the Munkacha talking about? Don't know. If you have a pshat, you let me know. Okay. One more nakuda about the Aruch HaShulchan that I started talking about yesterday. Aruch HaShulchan says in Sif Chav Zayin, Simon Shin Pei, he thinks that Tarhes is a major problem, and even if it's a Dover of it, it should be prohibited, because it's a kind of a Maris Ayin, and it's not going to help that it's a Dover of it. I'm quoting it from Chav Zayin. Zela Mahani Afu Dover of it. I will eat the farhetzia, shumishim b'maris ayin, lo istir medaver aves. So therefore, to have a store open can't be. Right? That's why we're not even afraid of the seder of the shutuf. The part is going to close down for a week. Too bad. So kavachom, we're not worried about the loss of the oval himself. So now here's classic aruch hashulchan. Chavkes. Vinei after vaye came near the dina. The kavachom ra'inu rabbi mekilim b'zeh bar magadolos. I feel the bechanu shel aval atzmo. The choshem l'nim no v'lehefsin meruba. The anula kol zayin me'avelus. The shver about that they had to close the store for a whole week. They couldn't do it. V'las hashtar mechira gam kedem amol came in the time of mishamara tayin. V'akol yodim shachanusi shal ha'ovel. And no one knows about the sale. Either the entrance of Prague, because Novartis, no one's a Litvak, they don't say anything. And there was no call. They couldn't spread the word that it was going to be sold. No. So what do you do? Because the Marshal was making. Where did Marshal got it from? The answer is, Rabbi Otay, that the Marshal is relying on the Poskim who say, the Mukayot say, that Trakmatia is mutter. Finished. Trakmatia is mutter. And the Marshal wants to pass him like the Mukayot against the Mechaber and the Rambam. That's what it says. So that's one possibility. First 3 days, we asked it. And we already pointed out the only thing makes him kakulo. So therefore he wants to tell the huckle after 3 days. And he goes back and forth. He says, talk of Gepazek Gedolei Olam. He says, Fragi Sholkim Nemoni Kilo Levat LaShutfus. Kotach Sam Seifer, Baraninus, Goises, Marashal. After 3 days, it's Mutter. And some say, even makes him kakulo the third day. Umitzvah l'lamed tzkos of klal b'nei Yisroel. Right? And he points out, Shemesham and Mas, Vadei have a kedover of it, Shemasu b'kol yom. You get that, son? America, every business is over of it. Why? Taxes. Every day they're paying taxes. Well, it's over of it. Isn't that the officer when she talks about paying workers is over of it? Those are arguing, workers are arguing taxes too. Matkan, this Aruch HaShulchan. One last point remains. It's about, yes? I guess, all right, fix that, yes.
And also, this
wouldn't be Machi Jalei Malachos, just Trakmash. Trakmash, right, this is not the Trakmash. Now the last thing is Kibbutz Abayim, the Sifah Chavbez in Simon Shinpei. What does it say over here? Interesting. In Sifah Chavbez, Kibbutz Abayim, Hadachas Kosos, Hatsos, Amitos, Ein Bemish and Malach Al-Ovel. Mutter. Beit HaMadam HaSech HaSmocha. Terek it out. Now, the Mordechai, we already pointed out at the beginning of this discussion, it says it's equated to Yontif. Remember we said, whatever you can grind up wheat for somebody else, it's like the same as Yontif. But the Levush, quoted by the Divrei Sofer, said the reason why it's mutter to do cooking and sweeping, etc., is because most people can't afford to hire Misharasim. You get the impression that against the Rambam. There are more, right? Everything is mutter and yontif, it's mutter automatically for an ovil. So here are these things that mutter yontif, to sweep the floor, to cook food. Get the impression he doesn't hold like there are more. And more than that, apparently the fact that you have to pay Misharasim does not constitute a dover ha'ode. So whatever you would have required it. Only the way we know, because people can't afford it, it drove it to the end of Lamadva. But otherwise, it would not be a dover of it. These are the impressions conveyed from the Levush as pointed out by the Sefer Divrei Sofer. Ad kan, the topic of Malacha, Siyata the Shemayrus of a new sugya in the Arab outside, Avelus B'Shav. Very important sugya. Muslim Chav Gimel of the Beit Atah. There's a Machlokas B'nei Gol B'nei Yehuda, Yesh Avelus B'Shav, or Ein Avelus B'Shav. A Machlokas. Says Tosis, what are they fighting about? Top choices, top line. B'dvarim shebetzina mairi. They're arguing about dvarim shebetzina. How do you know? Lema katanoi. What's Lema katanoi talking about? Mahalokas about tashma shemita. That's certain dvarim shebetzina. You see on top as well that the fight is only about a dvar shebetzina. That's the choices that we'll see later if anyone disagrees. So the Gemara on Achav Dalem and Aleph starts up again. And that's again. Yesh Avel. Again, all over again. Top line. Yesh Avelis B'Shabbos? Oh, and Avelis B'Shabbos. What do we want to conclude over here? Interesting compromise. Pachas Kova Neser Rishus. This would be an expert in the mnemonics over here. Chavdal Raman Aleph, about a half hour and an hour line, with a small basis. Pachas Kova Neser Rishus. What's Pachas? Moshe Davis? Priyat Rosh. You have to uncover your head, take away the Atifa. Chazar Askel Achorav. If you rip garment, you remove it, or you turn it to the back. And Zekiva Zamita. And you have to pick up the beds that are overturned, put them upright. Those three are chov. Must be done. Must be done on Shabbos. You're not allowed to have a Shabbos with your head covered, nor your ripped garment in front of you, with the rip in front of you, nor your bed overturned. Not allowed. Chov or two, don't do those things before Shabbos. Mila Sassandal, Hashma Shamita, Rechita Gedayim, Raglayim, Bechamin, Arvis, Rishut. What does Rishut mean? You're not required to do these things. You're not required to put on shoes. You're not required tashmish, and you're not required to wash your hands in hot water. And what does the Rosh say? Once you're not required to do it, you're not allowed to do it. Mefurish in the Rosh, simul kafket. What's the Rishus mean? It's an obligation to. You don't have to avoid these manifestations of Aves, because they're private. Now you're required to maintain these manifestations, and therefore these are Isurim, Osir B'tashmish, Osir B'rechita, and Osir B'chalitas sandal. Okay, so writes the Rosh and Simon Chavchet. Good. If we stop here, it'll be pretty easy. Now it gets a little complicated. Rav Amar, this is Shmuel speaking. Rav Amar, Av Priyas HaRosh Rishut. You want to uncover your Tifas HaRosh? You may. Of course, what does you may usually mean? You may usually mean that once you may, in a strange expression, once it's only a Rishut, if, you know, we say that to leave your head covered is not a violation, then pashtus, you must leave your head covered. Pashtus, I mean, if Rishus meant that in the Rosh's context of Simcha Chavchet, it should mean the same thing over here as well, the pashtus. How come? How come? Why does Rav argue against Shmuel? So Tosfos says a very simple pshat. It's an old discussion. We spoke about this a while ago. Pirish the Tosfos, the Rav Sovar, Ativis HaRosh, She'enach Ativis HaShmeilim, have your tifa. That's all. The machlokes, whether it's parhes, it's only a machlokes. What does that tifa consist of? It was like Lawrence of Arabia. That's pretty farhesia. Well, there's a sugar that's going around like this. So that's clearly a farhesia. But a small little atifa, this tiny little covering, you move around that way. So it's not considered a farhesia. It's not a machlokes and hilchos farhesia as such. It's a machlokes and hilchos atifa. And how we pass it says, it's like Rav. Rav against Shmuel. So here, this famous, world-renowned, famous Gemara, Atim of the Shmuel, is not even correct, Lalo. That's the Tosfos. Fine. That's Tosfos, the first answer. Oh. What's this Yesh Mefarshim, though? Yesh Mefarshim, what is this? What's that over here? This is very hard to read, no? Let's end of this post. Let's read it together. Yesh Mefarshim. The Rechitzat Yodayim Zekomar Hocha Rishus. You know, you want to wash the Shabbos? Yeah. You don't want? No. Avram Nachab Yitzchak, Tavar Hossam. Vani Omer, Mitzvah, the Mitzvah to bathe the Shabbos. Ba'ovel Nami Havi Mitzvah V'lo Rishus. What do you mean Mitzvah V'lo Rishus? You must bathe, and we would call it in our language, we'd probably call it Chova, right? So it sounds like he's saying. That's the Yeshmefarsh. Now how do you have to read this over here? How do you read it? How do you read it? Eino Chova Laharos Nu What's the Rosh Hashagah? She'ein Avelus B'Shabbat. What does that mean? That means everyone is required to wash the Shabbat. But an Avel is not required to wash the Shabbos. Why not? Why not? It's a Chavel Sefarhesia. So that the David Matzevitz Moshe on Moed Cotton says, no, if a person doesn't remove his ripped shirt or turn the rip around, doesn't write up the bed, and doesn't uncover the Ativas and Shmelim, it's obvious everybody's an Avel. He's an Avel. And he's demonstrating publicly Avel. It's not allowed. The person doesn't wash on Shabbos. You know why? There's no water. He's want to wash the hot water. You have to prepare hot water from before Shabbos. He didn't do so. There's a terrace and a masla. It's not considered a Farhesia violation. A Farhesia violation. Fine. Let's go further. Here comes the Gemara with us. This is now, it gets even more complicated. I both say we're now in the Gemara here, the very end of the narrow line. The last three narrow lines. Rabbi Yochanan. Remember the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Important name. Lo shonu el she'enu min alayim baraglov. Avo yesu min alayim baraglov min olav mochichen olav. What does that mean? Once the person's wearing shoes, so you can't say, look at this guy, a chutzpah, on Shabbos, he's demonstrating avelus. Can't be avelus, he's wearing shoes. Everyone knows another's not allowed to wear shoes. The fact that he wears shoes allows him certain liberties, which the other person couldn't take. Says Tosfos. Lo shonu, she'elam in alayim baraglav. Tema. Tichihechi dimin olav mochichin olav. Just like wearing shoes proves he's not an avelus. Amailo arminon. Echad mehani mochichin. V'nimsa she'eno chova ki im ha'echad. All you have to do is one thing which goes against Sukkot Avelis, and that's enough to be mad to everything else. V'shemem in alayim yishachachas yosef. Shoes, everyone knows shoes is the critical criterion whether you're an Avelis or not. I have a question, a technical question. What else does Sukkot have in mind? What else are they suggesting besides shoes? What are they talking about? You'll take the ripped garment, and you'll remove it? Oh, unripped garment, it's proved he's not an Avelis. Bunk! Why? Because the Avelis shalol avel imo, we paskin, machlif eno korea. I can be in the height of his peak of Avelis, and still have a perfectly untorn garment because he changed the shirt 2 days later. But you're allowed to do, by Shah Krova. So that proves nothing. What else do we have? Is the kifas habita true? The fact that you have a mitzvah zakufa, upright in bed, in the time when they had all the beds were so overturned, that demonstrates clearly you're not holding from avelus. But that's not on your person. It's in the bedroom or in the back room. No person knows those no see you. Shouldn't have to be something on your person to demonstrate that there's no avelus? Yes?
Well, I mean, you
already considered a double of a anyway. Still, but it's not, maybe it's chumrah in a sense, but it's not on your person. It's hard for me to imagine that's going to solve the world's problems. I don't know. I say horror. Your hair is also good, but it's not clear. That is the biggest kasha. It's not against the Torah, which is the horror, but a kasha on the whole Gemara. Wait a minute. Didn't we just learn our both sides, Nester Rishus, correct? And what did the Rosh say about what it means, Nester Rishus? Nester Rishus, we saw the Rosh. We didn't see it inside. Let's show the words inside. Chofkes. See the words inside. Well, it's one line. I'll show it to you. Okay, so page 68, column 2, about the eighth line down. Neser Rishus, Yochol Linagosan, V'ein Be'mishim Avelus, Hilkach, and the word starts, the line starts with a very important word, Chayav Linag Osan Kamo V'chol, Kevin De'eno Nirik Avelus. You know, we don't live in a world of options, you know, I want to do this, I want to do that, I'll try to do this. The halacha is very clear. When you use the word reshus, reshus just means, as opposed to chova, where you're required to undo this manifestation of avelus, reshus means you're not required to undo the manifestation, and therefore you're required to keep the manifestation, because it's bezina. That's how the Rosh understands. So what do you mean? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo shanu ela she'eno min alayim v'raglov. So then another thing. What do you mean? A chutzpah. Also be Rishiyah Kinon. The guy put shoes on. You read it so Nesir Rishus. What does Nesir Rishus mean? Nesir Rishus means leaving your shoes off is not considered for some reason Avelus Mefarhesia. And therefore you're required to leave your shoes off. Because you're required to refrain from Tashmish and Mechitza. What's going on in the Gemara? How do you live Shadus Gemara? Yes.
Then it would be the way, and the
argues
are on Rabbi Yochanan.
Let's see, tell us where?
Okay,
Machim Rav Yochanan. What did they say? What they were arguing on the Rush. Rav Yochanan is arguing. The Rush sang shot in Rav and Shmuel, or specifically in Shmuel. The Rush sang shot in Shmuel. Shmuel learned Rishus, and the Rush says, what Rishus means, that you may manifest the Avelis, therefore you must manifest the Avelis. That's all within Shmuel. And Rav Yochanan is saying, they're disagreeing. Where do you see that? Where do you see that? But they're arguing the whole Rush to begin with. Oh, that's a good point. How do you want to say that there are those who argue on the Rush? We'll get to that a little later. Maybe more of the fairish. But the Rush is also somebody. But all the Rush do with this Gemara. That's my cash. Well, the Rush do with this Gemara. Dave said, I saw your man turning earlier, to Machlok Savaram at this very point. Whether something is something of the Rishus that make it obligatory for you to keep that form of Avelis or not. Right? That's the Pashtus. The Rav and Shmuel says yes, go to the Rush. Maybe Rav Yochanan, but he doesn't say the Pharisee. That to me is a very big cash. Now we go to the last few lines of the Sugya. You'll have to spend a lot of time analyzing it. So the last few lines of the Sugya. Towards the bottom of the Daf called Dalet Amud Aleph. Towards the very bottom. Amar Rava. It's the last six lines on the page. Avel Metayel Beunkeli Pesoch Beso. What does that mean? What's Unkeli? The Rashi says Unkeli, some kind of French word. Baluk Shekoro, the garment which he ripped. Pesoch Beso Shebitzina Mutalina Gavelas Peshav. Oh, we said until now, Gavalt. The ultimate Farhesia was Habzara Tera, Pachas Kova. Gavalt. You see the ripped garment, it's a clear sign of Avelis. So that's what we saw earlier. Rubber tank depends where you are, if you're visible to the public 100%. If you're in the privacy of your home, and the door is locked, and the shutters are closed, that's not going to be a fiasco. So therefore, you walk inside with a ripped garment. That's the Gemara. Presumably there's no one home. If someone else would be home, Pashtus, you would have to remove that garment. Right? Look, you have to say that there's such a thing exists called a Farhesi even in the house. Because remember, Pachaz Chazaras Kera could be anywhere. You could be wearing your garment in the house or out of the house. You don't just let your beds into the street. We still have time. You notice there that some of the things from the van were lying around the street. So they're trying to maybe slug up my shears. But then you can take the taka flipped around. It was taka meet the kfuya. I think it was flipped. Is that a raid or was that legit? I wasn't sure exactly. Anyway, but normally beds and couches are very only and these kinds of sofas are only kept in the house. So obviously there can be a concept of perhaps even in the house. How can it be? Because if someone's there or not. If no one's in the house but the oval and perhaps his immediate family, that's called the tuna. If someone else walks in, I assume that's called the Karaska. That's all I'm understanding, no? I think that's the portion of shot. Fine. This is what Rava says. Now let's go to the last line of the sugi. Abaye Ashkeche the Rav Yosef the Purim the Poras the Sudra Areshe the Ozil the Osir the Beise. What happened? Abaye was in Rav Yosef's house on the Shabbos of a Shiva and he saw his head was covered. Amalei Lafsovel Amar Ein Avelus B'Shabbos. Don't you know about that then? Amalei Okay, Rav Yochanan. Dvarim shebetzina noheg. What do you mean? Dvarim shebetzina noheg. What do you mean? Dvarim shebetzina noheg. When there's no one around, right? You have to keep everything. What do you mean everything? You have to go with your head covered, and presumably you would have to go with a ripped garment, as Rav was metab umkli b'sof beizo. And what's third? Pachas? Maybe even have to turn the bed upside down. But that probably is not true. Because that's a whole hassle. We're going to walk in on you, and it's impossible to take all the beds and write them up. So the mirror takes 2 hours from Minchas Tana to Shabbos. So you can't just leave that out. But the other thing is take a second. Guy walks in, I quickly flip the, he could flip the garment around, so rip it in the back. Let's take it, put on a different garment. Right? Or the head covering. Quickly take it off. So what happened over here? I mean, I don't know if it's true. What the Pesukim say? Abaye snuck in Rav Yosef. Didn't knock on the door. No? Someone can ask, you may have to experience the Havdo, but a similar experience. You knock on someone's door, and there's a lady, and I say, 1 second, please. She's going to put on a shetel or something, or a snooze, because, you know, and she's no one's in the house. She doesn't have to cover her hair. Now someone's walking in, so you quickly, you take the second, you have to touch her eye, and she opens the door. So the Havdo over here, so if Rav Yosef, someone knock on his door on Shabbos, and he's sitting in his rift garment, or sitting in his atifas rosh, hello, yeah, 1 minute, please. Clark Kent, just quickly change his garment, and that's all. No, so wow, if I just snuck in, didn't knock. That would happen. What did the Farshim say over here?
Well, they're not focused over whether he's in the bike, but
the center
of the net. What? On a film with that.
Let's take a look together where we have it. The first narrow line. So Sabbath in my Avil, the Shabbat, I'm going to have a drama in the Noeg. Shemaya Sabbath, the Porus Sudra Reshe, have a drama Shabbat Haresia. Ukhaman, in other words, the one, Abai, when he asked the Kasha. Ukhaman, I'm a priest of Rosh Chova. Vohoya Machalek bein bebeisa bein chutz bebeisa. Vuheishu lo de bebeisa choshev tzina. I know that's also, but the question is beisa choshev tzina, even if you know someone else is there? Oh yeah? Really?
That's what he answered back, that it's tzina, so why was it much correct?
No, so I put him in. I don't know, you were here. Chutz babai, you knock on the door next time. But if you, what if 100 people come into the house, that's also, it's in your house, it's called tzina. That's a bothers me a little bit. Toast is not clear exactly. Maybe you're right. Someone can say that, Chito. I want to see if you find a befarish in post, let me know. Yes, I am. So why is this ever... That's why I can't believe it, because Arya is correct. If everything in your house by definition is sinner, why not leave your beds overturned? That's why I can't accept it. I said, because people walk into the house. And you can't just flip all the beds over. Oh, 1 minute, please. Come back in 2 hours. The Nibiru said it takes 2 hours to put the beds, right? So you can't do that, but... I understand. Okay, maybe you're right. I think Arya says right. I think so. And if someone found the Farish, I'd like to see it. That Abai snuck up on it. That's how Arya wanted to understand. And I think. And if you know he'd be there, he wouldn't have been dressed that way. I think so. Okay, Rabotai. Let's not turn to the rush back again where we started in Simon Chofkes. Rabotai, this may sound like a reform, but times can change. The Rush said it, and I'm going to say it even more than the Rush. Times can change, Rabotai. And the halacha, which never changes, ever, but if the facts change, the halacha, the same halacha, gives a different result. Okay, Rabotai, it's very important to know that. Simon Chaf Ches, take a look in the Rush. Talk to Rush Hazay. V'ho'idna, this is page 68, column 2. It's about 12, 13 lines down, I'm guessing. It's just above where that little, where the little nun is. See a little nun? 2 lines above the nun. Third line, third word in. The Ein Regilus Lelech Yochef Havenilas Asandel Chova. In the olden days, apparently, time of the Gemara, the Sambul people would wear shoes. And some would go barefoot. No, barefoot. So it wasn't such a clear manifestation of Avelos, guys walk around with no shoes. But nowadays, says the Russian, his time, everyone wears shoes, and therefore the times have changed, and the halacha has changed. And therefore, Nila Sassando Chova, you must wear shoes. Because if you don't wear shoes, it's obvious that it's Avelos. Much more so than it was in years gone by. He also adds in the next line that Talmud Torah does it. An Ova may not learn Torah. Rama Shabbat Tzina. Now turn to the Nemuka Yosef. You see a major typo in the Nemuka Yosef. Let's take a look. I think it's Yud Aleph from the day. Lo shed, it's a very important riff. Let's read the riff first. Important riff. What the riff say? The riff says, I'm Rav Yaakov, I'm Rav Yochum, Lashon Apriya to Rosh Chova, Elashen Min Alayim Baraglov. Avo Yeshto Min Alayim Baraglov, Min Alayim Min Olam Ochikon Olam. And what he adds forward, Vahav Yapriya to Rosh Rishut. He adds forward. If you're wearing shoes, then you don't have to remove your head covering, maybe you're not even allowed to. Oh, says in the Mugha Yosef, Mashma, the last two narrow lines, the Minalayim Baragla Mochijim, the Lavishim Avelasu, they don't know till Ipta Farosh. Because Ipta Farosh, look, there are Lawrences in the world, in Arabia and elsewhere. So the fact that you're covering your head in that funny way is not an absolute, total, positive proof that it's available. So if you're wearing shoes, it's okay. Aval Chazaras Kera, a ripped garment. No one wears ripped garments. That's, even in Arabia, they wear ripped garments. La'olam Chavu, I can help wearing shoes. Techen Chayav Zitkov Mitzasa, what? You know, people wear overturned beds? That's not going to help you wearing shoes. Those are too strong of a manifestations of available for shoes to make a difference. Fine. Aval Tashnavita, Rechitza, Vesicha, Samashot Sinah, Umutter lena goes to the Shabbos. Mutter is a question. Really, should say Chayav goes to the Shabbos. Okay. The Ramban. This is a typo. Who should it be? So the Rambam is in the bottom. Harambam. Perik Yud. Halach Aleph. Against the Rambam. What did the Rambam say? Shneila tasandel the Shabbos chova. You must wear shoes. You must wear shoes. Okay. You must wear shoes. Well, the Fidvarov. Hada Rabbi Yochanan lo shanu. It's Rabbi Yochanan's word that we just read from the riff. What did he say? Lo shanu el she'elam in alayim baragla. Right? Yes or no? No. The dvar of the Shmuel the ka'amah b'gemal yinus tanul rishus who the ka'amah. He said it only according to Shmuel. And Rabbi Yochanan himself relay the ne'ilas ha'sanam adram shel farhesyu v'chayav lena'ala. You must wear shoes. So says the Rambam. You must wear shoes. You must wear shoes. Now, what's he saying? The Rabbi Yochanan, as he's mentioned this possibility earlier, is arguing against Shmuel himself. When Rabbi Yochanan is saying, you know, when you're wearing shoes, you're not wearing shoes, as according to Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan himself, who ends the sugya by saying three words, Dvar Mishabatina Noeg, right? But he himself would hold that Nilas HaSango is Shofayesh. How did he know? This is quite a projection. The Mugha Yosef, in order to answer the Rambam, is saying, well, although the Gemara seems to talk about Nilas HaSango Rishus, Rishus means presumably he's supposed to, according to the Rosh anyway, you're not allowed to wear shoes. Again, the Zman HaGemara, the Rosh does. Now it's different. The Zman HaGemara, you weren't allowed to wear shoes. So the Mugha Yosef, the answer to the Rambam says, well, Rabbi Yochanan argues. How do you know? What did Rabbi Yochanan argue? Where did Rabbi Yochanan argue? That's the question. So the Kesef Mishnah, the answer question, well, you know, the Rambam is like the Rosh. Same with the Rosh, the times change. The Rambam says times change. Rabbi says it's an impossible terrorist, in my opinion. The Ein Zeh Miderech HaRambam. You take a Gemara and just passing up like this against the Gemara because the facts have changed since then. Ah, the Rambam should have said that. Uvizmanenu, Yerali, that the facts have changed. He just passes it straight. Oh. So it seems to me, Rabotai, that you have to say, to use the expression, Kushi Achat Mitzaretz B'chavetz. Our original question was, wait a minute. What do you mean the Gemara says, Lo Shonu, El She'elim in Alayim Baraglov? Ayesim in Alayim Baraglov? Then you can have Ativa Sarosh. We've asked the question before. A chutzpah, through a Shia Skinon, you have a right to wear shoes? But according to Shmuel, you have no right to wear shoes. That's question number one. Question number two, why is there Rambam passing against Shmuel? The answer is, as the Mugha Yosef implies, that's it. When Rabbi Yochanan got up and said, Lo Shonu, El She'elim in Alayim, Elisha Elam and Alayim Baraglav. Abu Yeshom and Alayim Baraglav is Mutter. He's not a Russian, this guy Yeshua who's wearing shoes. So it's clear, therefore, that since the Rav Yochanan is saying that the word was not a Russia, and is wearing shoes, as you're allowed to wear shoes, even in Avelis. That's against Shmuel, because according to Shmuel, that says Rishus, it should be us to wear shoes. That's only one slight problem, not for care. Vaz Yochan, Lo Shano, Elish Eilo Min Alayim Baragla. Havu Yesh Min Alayim Baragla, da-da-dam, I have a different kasha. So you should say, you're required to wear shoes. Have a kasha for care. Lo Shano, Elish Eilo Min Alayim Baragla. What do you mean Alayim Baragla? You have to wear shoes. You're required to wear shoes. Right? If Rav Yochan is arguing on Shmuel, you should be required to wear shoes. Shop. Oh, that's really sharp. That is sharp. Lo shanu, elas elam in a lion baraglov. And if you hold that way, so you hold that pachas hova. But I hold yes in a lion baraglov. So then it's a shush. Wow. Okay. That's yeah. Doesn't read so well. No, I didn't. It's a very creative read. That's what Elliot takes shot. No choice. Call the your shot is this way, call the my shot is that way. That's a great creative shot. I didn't think of that, frankly. But maybe after we finish the Ramban, we'll come back to the Ramban. The Ramban has a whole treatise on this topic. It starts on page Reish Chav Gimel. Those who have a chance to see it, fine. If you didn't, you'll see it later. But we're going to open up a little bit. He has a bunch of kashas. Yes, first of all, how can there be a day which says, Yesh Avelus B'Shat? How can such a day exist? It's against, remember, it's Amoraim over here. It's Amoraim speaking. An Amora may not go against a Tana. That's the first part of Shat. Right? So yes, the Kasha. How can anybody say, Yesh Avelus B'Shat? You have two brises for care. One brise is a brise and Chav Dalet Amon Aleph, Tanya, B'Shabbos, wide line, B'Shabbos, Koro, La Koro. And Balamasa, Fena Korea. Then on Shabbos, you're not allowed to go around a Brisa with a ripped garment. What do you mean, Yesh Avelus B'Shabbos? No, what's the answer, Abotai? What was Tai's answer? Kamara Abotai. What? Right? Tai's get sinner. The first two lines of Tai's, two words of Tai's from the Chokhti were based on Tai's. But Barma should be sinner. That's clearly the answer according to Shidus Ha-Tos. The Rambam, I asked him, Kasha, is assuming that this through this entire figure, till we get to the last line of Yochanan, or at least we get to later on in the figure of Shmuel, the Gemara originally made no distinction between sin and Pharisee. It's true. On Chav Gil and Mabez, there's no distinction. True to the Lema Ketanoi, which is going on a particular manifestation of the ultimate sinner, the Tashmish. But there's no distinction made. The Gemachlovis Menach Kota La Kota. Yesh Avelus Sin and Pharisee, Ein Avelus, neither Sin nor Pharisee. So the Ramban seems to be learning. Zok the Ramban Ateret, like this. Kriya Lifonov, wearing a ripped garment, is not one of the Xeris Shiva. No? We made a Ramban last week. 11, how about yesterday? We had 11 things. Is this one of them? I don't think so. Wearing a ripped garment is not a Din and Shiva, as such. Like the Isura Shiva, Xeris Shiva, the Ramban calls it. No, it's not a Xeris Shiva. Vaharaya, that in Shar Krovim, Russell Haplis Machlis. We don't find any distinctions in Shiva between a parent and Shah Krovin. No difference, right? Rechit, Sikh, all the 11 things. No difference. So the fact that you have to leave the garment, you have to rip the second garment, or leave a ripped garment on for a parent, that's a different din, especially in the cover of Kibbut Aveim. But it's not a din in the Avelus of Shiva as such. And therefore, even if you say, Yesh, Avelus, the Shabbat, it does not apply to the din that your ripped garment has to be worn. That's the Ramban Seret to this kasha. Fine. Let's go a little bit further. Another brisa against it. That's the brisa of Zayin and Aleph, which we saw a number of times. But the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Neimas Aizok from the Tavidus Sphere of Shabbos, the brisa. Wait a second. If Yesh Avelus to Shabbos, and one thing for all cases, so how do you overturn the bed to the right side up in order for Shabbos? Answer the Ramban. Well, two ends. Tsar Godol, an exception, or Lichvod HaRabim B'Shar Mitzvah. He has to, in fact, sleep on a mitzvah kfuya. That's what he said. That's the Ramban's Teres of Yitzukashim. Well, the Raiva's Teres. The Raiva learned, Yesh Avelus B'Shabbos means only option. See, the real option. Option. Yesh Avelus B'Shabbos is an option. And Avelus means you're not allowed to have any Avelus B'Shabbos. Yesh means if you want, you can have it. So the two Raivas would say that you can put the bed right side up from Minchat Tana, and you can flip the rip of the garment behind you. No cash against the Madami Yesh Avelus. Yesh means if you want, you can keep it. If you don't want, you don't have to keep it. Those are the two Raivas. That's the Raivas. That's the Raivas. Fine. So the Ritva doesn't like this Ramban. Before, he's a big Ramban fan. Here he says the Ramban is off. These are Dochak Teirutzim. He doesn't like this Teirutzim. Doesn't like it. Moreover, it should have said what we call Kitanoi. Right? Kitanoi. The Ritva has the following interesting point, very critical point, which I'm going to get to, Mr. Shem. Later on, we talk about Yontif. I assume that's going to be next week. The Ritva says what forced the Ramban into this whole Shita is as follows. He calls the Ramban. What led him into this? I'm reading you a few lines from the Ritva. When there were those who maintain Yesh Avelus or Ein Avelus, those who Yesh Avelus to Shabbos means everything. Complete Avelus. Complete Avelus. What led him into it? Tyson is a beautiful chap. Because of Shabbat Tina. What led him into it? Oh. So the to the south. They had to say that Yesh Avelus means Avelus Gemura. Why? Because the Gemara is over here. Look at the Gemara. And from Gerimol Amud Beis, the third line. Madam Yesh Avelus for Shabbos, the Katani Ola. Madam Yesh Avelus for Shabbos, the Katani Einam Afsek. Wow. What does that mean? What forced them into this? Because the Ramban holds, as it's called in Shulchan Aruch, listen carefully please, that Avelus Vitzina applies the regel. We mentioned before, two gears in the Gemara and Subot Avdalot. Whether Avelus Vitzina applies on Shabbos or applies the regel. The Ramban held it applies the regel. The Ramash Vitzina. And therefore, Hutzvichu Lomar, the Leman Omar Yesh Avelus, Hainu Avelus Gemura. V'zeo Shehevi Raya Lefi Sha'ola. It's Pasha Nechezim on both sides. If Avelus Shiva applies Beregel Betzina, and it's not older than Minyan Shiva, as we all know. If someone is Nifter and is buried in the middle of a Yontif, second day, third day Pesach, so you have to keep according to Ramban Avelus of Shiva Betzina for the remaining 5 days, but it doesn't count even for one with respect to the Minyan of Shiva. Maybe Yom Tisheni, we'll get to that later. So then why should it be that Shabbos Ola, why should Shabbos be Ola any more than Yontif? Says the Ramban, you know, the answer is Pashut. Shabbos, all Avelus know it. Yesh Avelus, I mean, it's all know it. Think about means over here. Even with Faresia. That's the Ritva said. The Ritva saying Shat and what's forcing the Ramban into this interpretation against our Torah. Torah said a beautiful way out. Yesh Avelus is Betzina. The Ramban rejects that. The Ramban rejects that. They ask the Kasha, the Ramban asks, what do you do with the Brice of Kera? He gave a Tera. The Brice of Zohar and Samitas, he gave a Tera. Says the Ritva, these Terutzim are Shinuyei Dechiki, Shvererei. Mar should have asked the Kasha, given a Tera. Should have said Kitanoi. Such Shvererei. He doesn't like it at all. Difficult, very difficult. He has many other kashas as well. So therefore, you get the following answer. Many, many questions. He quotes the Ravitz test, but optional. Doesn't like that too much either. Ha'emes, he says, is that Tarsus is right. We're talking here about the sin. But there's a corollary to this. What's that? The beregel eino noeg avelus klal. The simchok sibu. Quotes the Bahad. V'achad l'chuliyama eino avelus noegas b'shabas b'farhesi. Forget about that. That's the brisa. Chazaras kerak, fiyas amita. The whole machlokes is b'tzina. It's either the right from Tashmish. That's the whole discussion. It's only talking about the sinner. So all the kashas of the Ramban fall off. Fall off. Oh, let's make one assumption, Rabbi Osai. The assumption is that beregel, there's no avelus at all, shel shiva, not even avelus b'tzina. That's the girsa in Ksuba Zav Dalit, that b'shabes sova shiva tzina noheg, but not beregel. This is the Ritva, which was completely against the Shita of the Ramban. Okay, Rabbi Osai, we'll come back to the other Sugya next week. One final Nakuda. We can't finish today, but one more Nakuda, which is the Shita of the Rif as for the Ramban. Remember the Rif said, shoes, what do they help for? If you're wearing shoes, then you can keep your head covered. But the other two? To wear ripped garments and overturn bed, chas v'sholem. Shoes won't help for this. So the Ramban, wait a second. The Rach holds, we paskin like Rav. Priya Sarosh is never a problem. Never. You can always keep your head covered if you want. The only material is the Shmelim. So the Ramban says that that's the case. You can't say that wearing shoes is going to be mad to you so that you leave your head covered. You can always leave your head covered, even without shoes. It must be mad to something else. And there are only two candidates left. What are they? The ripped shirt and the overturned bed. Okay? Says the Rach, it's matter even the ripped shirt. That's what a shach passes to Sukkot Gil, not the bed, but you can go mad to the ripped shirt as long as you're wearing shoes. The Shach says that perish. And Simon Tuff, Sif Cotton, Gimel. If it was a meaning that way. The Ramban says no. The Ramban says, it's talking here about, it's not the Priya Therosh. And even Rav requires that even to Shmelem against Tosis. But even so, Lawrence of Arabia goes that way. So if you're wearing shoes, it's okay. It's okay. Now, here's a very important Nakuda. The Ramban might take this foul. Listen very, very carefully. I'll end with this Nakuda. Some manifestations of Avelos are so strong and so powerful that they are intrinsically violations of the spirit of Shabbos. No one has to be looking. They're intrinsic violations. Intrinsically. And for that reason, shoes won't help. See, there's an equivalency over here. If no one is looking, it could be okay. And if you're wearing shoes, it's also okay. Because no one's looking, no one's looking. You're wearing shoes, someone is looking, knows you're wearing shoes, and now you're not showing full avelus. So therefore, you can go with your head covered like Lawrence of Arabia if no one's looking, or if you're wearing shoes, says the Ramban. But a ripped garment, an overturned bed, that's an intrinsic, inherent manifestation of avelus. And even if no one's looking, Kaddish Baruch Hu is looking. The cook, as we saw Simon says, you can't have it. You can't go with a ripped garment. You can't go with overturned bed. Even if no one is in the house, even if you're wearing shoes, because these are intrinsic manifestations of avelus. This is the psak of the Rif, according to the Ramban. And we say, Dvarim Shibitzina Noeg, all right? That talks about shoes with covering, head coverings, etc. Those are the sort of the swing manifestations. Okay? But the other things, the extreme things, the garments and the overturned beds, chas v'shalom, never, not with shoes, not in privacy, never, against the tshuva tagon. This is how the Ramban is going to teach the riff. Very important. Yes, sir. Ah, very interesting suggestion. Maybe the Rabban should have answered these kashas, that these two are so outrageous that everyone agrees you can't do them. And therefore the two brides going on those two, wasn't me, those are Kazar Askara. I guess the Rabban didn't think of that, because he assumed Yesh Avel tells me completely, completely, because that's what's different than Yontif. It's a good Nakuda, maybe we'll think about it. Mishnah, we'll stop here, but tomorrow we'll try to complete these in general.
So,
it's not only Shabbos. It's not only Shabbos.